Now, a new report shows that if Governor Evers' proposed budget is approved as is, Wisconsin's finances could be heading into the red in a couple years. The analysis from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state would face a $1.9 billion shortfall heading into the next budget cycle. That would be the two-year span starting later in 2021. In addition to assuming Evers gets everything he wants in his current proposal, the forecast makes other assumptions that may or may not come to be. So what should we take away from this projection? Riley Vetterkind is a government and politics reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. Riley, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Fiscal Bureau comes out with these estimates coming into budget seasons. They try to look into the future. Explain a little bit about what this analysis comes from.
So this analysis is done by the state's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which just makes analyses of the budget. They do these periodically throughout the budget process every 2 years. And so this is one of the first that they've produced after the governor introduced his budget back in February. This is looking at what his budget would do long term, so ending in the year 2023. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau will make another projection after the Joint Finance Committee produces its budget later in the summer, and he'll do it periodically after that as well, once the final budget is passed, just so lawmakers can have an idea of the long-term fiscal impact. Lawmakers use these types of analyses for looking ahead so that they understand what type of funding we're looking at, what type of revenue we're looking at, given that nothing really changes.
Now, there are a lot of ifs that go into this just shy of $2 billion number. Can you spell out some of those ifs and assumptions for us?
Yeah, so what this analysis is looking at, it provides for only commitments under current law, so everything that is in place right now, plus the provisions that Governor Evers is proposing in his new budget. And what it's not doing is it's not making any assumptions on any population growth, any economic growth, new enrollments, employee compensation, caseloads, or inflation. So it's a pretty conservative in its outlook. It's just saying, you know, if you were to extend the budget, Governor Evers' proposed budget, I should say, and just extended it into the future with the current conditions in place, you would see a $2 billion budget hole that you would have to fill once you hit the beginning of the 2021-23 budget cycle.
And how does this projected shortfall stack up against previous estimates at this stage of the game?
So it's pretty high. We're coming out of a budget season right now, the current one, which saw an $865 million shortfall. This one is $2 billion that we'd be experiencing. This is the highest we've seen since the 2011-13 biennium, which that projection was made when Governor Doyle was still in office. So this is higher than any of the shortfalls under Governor Walker.
And what's been the response from Republican leadership to this estimate?
Republicans, unsurprisingly, have been pretty upset about it. They say that the $2 billion structural deficit is unacceptable, given that the state is working with, I think it's around $2 billion in additional funding going into the next cycle. So they're saying, you know, because of growth in revenue in the state, you know, you should be able to work. This is saying to the governor, you should be able to work with additional funding that's already provided, but this goes far beyond that.
Have we had any reaction from Governor Evers to this report yet?
Not in my reporting. I'm not able to speak to that at this point.
Now, the big if here, of course, is if the Governor Evers budget was approved line by line by the Republican legislature. The odds on that are very slim, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, that's very unlikely to happen. But of course, in politics, anything is possible. So we'll see.
Now, what is next? What are you watching for with the budget process now, with this report in hand?
So the Joint Finance Committee is starting hearings this week. They will be asking agency heads about some of the different provisions in the governor's budget, asking them to defend the funding that they're asking for. After that, there still need to be conversations between lawmakers and the governor. Speaker Voss has said that Republicans will produce a budget on time by June 30th, but this is likely to go a lot farther into the future because, as we've seen so far, there isn't a whole lot of agreement between Republicans and Democrats as to what they should include in the budget.
Often the governor's budget is the starting point. It's the blueprint that lawmakers use. Republicans have been talking about scrapping the governor's proposal and starting from scratch. Is that right?
That still seems to be the case. It's a very process heavy few months we're looking at, but it does seem that they're still planning to essentially start from the base budget, yes.
And you mentioned that budget deadline, which looms, but it's not like the federal budget deadline, right, where there's not going to be a Wisconsin government shutdown if they don't pass a budget. We just keep on rolling with the current budget as it was.
Yep, that's exactly right. The budgets can stretch into the fall. I think the last budget that passed passed eventually in September of 2017, if I'm correct. So it's certainly typical for it to go past June 30th. Yes, funding goes back to, or just funding is sustained at the base levels.
And so far, as you're looking at it, it looks like this is going to be more of an adversarial process between the Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers than a cooperative process. Is that a fair assessment at this point?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I mean, there's just not a lot of agreement at this point, even from where to begin building the budget. Governor Evers, for instance, wants to take hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money to expand Medicaid in the state, and Republicans, both on principle and they've been citing several studies showing that the cost sharing there will be a significant cost shift involved in expanding Medicaid in the state that would be a detriment to the market. And so that's one of the big parts of Governor Evers' budget that is already a no-go for Republicans. I mean, beyond that, there are a ton of policies that Republicans are extremely against, just on principle.
And we'll jump in. Thanks for joining us today. That was Riley Vedderkin with the Wisconsin State Journal looking at the latest on the state budget.